Unit 4. Georgia O'Keeffe. Art Legend. 1. In the 1930s, Georgia O'Keeffe was voted one of the 12 outstanding living women, along with Eleanor Roosevelt and Helen Keller. By the 1960s, she was considered one of the greatest living artists. In the 1980s, she was still living and still painting. By then, she had become an American legend. 2. Georgia O'Keeffe was born in 1887 in a Wisconsin farmhouse, the second of seven children. She was independent, willful, and she often misbehaved. She went places she was told not to go, like the barnyard. She did things she was told not to do, like eat dirt. She was sent to her room with only bread and milk for supper. But she only said, "I like bread and milk." Later in life, Georgia's life on the farm would influence her painting, such as when she painted parts of corn plants and flowers. 3. From the time she was 9, Georgia and her sisters were driven in a horse-drawn carriage to their art teacher's home. It was thought important in those days for young ladies to study art so they could decorate their homes. However, Georgia took her lessons more seriously than that. She had bigger plans for herself. 4. The O'Keeffes eventually moved off the farm to Williamsburg, Virginia. Georgia, with her love of the outdoors, was not happy there. She loved to swim and sail and fish, and unlike other southern girls, did not wear hats or gloves to block the sun. She was very unlike her classmates, who wore frilly dresses and spoke with southern accents. Georgia was a simple farm girl who dressed as plainly as she spoke. No matter how much her classmates tried to change her, she refused. 5. Within only a few weeks at her new school, Georgia was receiving special attention from Elizabeth May Willis, the headmistress and art director. She recognized O'Keeffe's talent and eventually became one of the many people who helped O'Keeffe during her life. In other areas, though, O'Keeffe was very badly behaved. She fought with the girls and disrupted their studies. She taught others to play card games. She ate dirt, as she had as a child, and had temper tantrums. Once she burned some of her drawings, saying that one day she would be famous and didn't want those pictures around when it happened. 6. O'Keeffe's belief that she would become a famous artist was rare among women of her time. It was accepted that women art students would become teachers. Actually, O'Keeffe did take a job as an art instructor after her studies in New York. First, she was an instructor at a school in Amarillo, Texas, and then at West Texas State Normal College. While in Texas, she began painting landscapes. For the first time, she created art with a unique style, unlike anything she had been taught in school. 7. In 1918, she moved to New York, where her work was already starting to be noticed. In just a few years, she was praised as the greatest woman artist of her time, the first woman artist to excel in America at a time when most artists were men. She painted in bright colors and a modern style, and every day became more famous. But she was still different. She wore men's clothes and long black dresses. She didn't talk much. When she did, she was often angry. It was the only way she knew how to express herself, other than through her art. 8. In 1924, she married Alfred Stieglitz. Wait. 8. In 1924, she married Alfred Stieglitz, a famous photographer, 24 years older than O'Keefe. The two great artists were very much in love, but found life together very difficult. They often separated for long periods of time. He stayed in New York, and she went to New Mexico, where she found inspiration for her work. After Stieglitz died in 1946, O'Keefe moved to New Mexico permanently. 9. She lived in an adobe house in a tiny village called Ibiqui, at the end of 20 miles of dirt road. It had spectacular views of the New Mexico landscape, of the mountains and valleys, of sunrises and sunsets. It was here that Georgia O'Keeffe lived an isolated life for the next 30 years and produced her greatest works of art. She became the best-known American woman artist of this century, more famous than even she had ever imagined.